Alaskans in more than 60 communities held marches today to support Governor Sean Parnell's Choose Respect campaign. Studies show Alaska has higher rates of rape and family violence than the nation as a whole. Governor Parnell started the initiative in 2009 in an effort to reverse that trend, and he made it one of his main campaign issues last fall. Sarah Lynn Tebechek attended the Juneau rally today. She's executive director of AWARE, or Aiding Women in Abuse and Rape Emergencies. She said the Choose Respect campaign is helping, but there's more work to do.
Part of that is changing our culture, changing peer groups, changing peer cultures so that there are options that are readily available. Violence is a learned behavior, so the good news is you can unlearn it.
Governor Parnell helped carry a colorful Choose Respect banner at the rally at noon in downtown Anchorage. Half a dozen Native men beating hoop drums led 150 marchers to Town Square Park. In a phone interview before the rally, the governor said he wants victims and survivors of rape and domestic violence to see there is hope.
I'm also calling the men higher in this state, calling them to use our strength to protect and defend rather than to manipulate and control.
Governor, how do you respond to critics who say Choose Respect is oversimplifying a very complicated issue, similar to the criticism Nancy Reagan faced with her Just Say No campaign for drugs?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at Mothers Against Drunk Driving and their Don't Drink and Drive campaign from the 70s. You know, it used to be the norm 35 years ago that you go to a party, you drink, get in your car and drive. Now the social norm is if you see a friend who's had too much to drink, you have society's permission to tell them you're going to take their keys from them, and there's no fight in that. Well, domestic violence and sexual assault are typically such private matters that we don't speak about. But I want to give permission, and I think Alaskans want to give permission to each other to speak about these normally private matters, let people know that there's help available.
Do you think that saying Choose Respect to a violent offender is going to make a difference, or are you hoping to reach the next generation rather than those already offending?
Well, I think it's both. I certainly think that this war against this epidemic is going to be won at the younger ages. And it's going to take society, though, giving permission to make it okay to talk to your friends about it when you hear or see something that we would normally remain silent on. You know, it's these issues, we tend to just leave them in the homes. And you know, if we've got a hunting buddy with us who says something that kind of indicates that maybe something's not right in how he's treating his wife or his family, you know, it's okay to ask him for more information because you care about him. And is it going to make a difference? Well, I know it's already made a difference in lives from last year's rallies. I had quite a number of survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault write and say that they got the courage from seeing people stepping forward on television, on the news coverage. They were given enough courage to step out of their difficult and tragic circumstances into help. And they have a new life as a result of it. So if us gathering at noon results in one person experiencing life more abundantly because of what we did, then I'm willing to give a lunch and more for that.
And Governor, there's no question that this has been a big issue for you since you took office. Have you been able to measure any change in offender rates?
What we've been able to measure is community awareness is heightened. People understand that the numbers in our state are unacceptably high when it comes to domestic violence and rape. And frankly, we're going to see an uptick in reported abuse and in shelter nights, because as we let people know that their lives of fear are not the norm and should not be the norm, more come out. So there's a spike in the numbers, and we saw that in this last year. We saw in some communities where the campaign was waged heavily, we saw numbers increase, and I think we're going to see that for a couple of years until we turn the tide. So I think the proof will be 10 years, 15 years out. But, you know, frankly, from an individual perspective, I've seen the proof in the emails I've received from the past year.
Governor Parnell led the rally at noon in downtown Anchorage today. Similar rallies were held across the state.